Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to Unraveling. I'm your host, Lauren Barber, and I am so honored to share this space with you today. Unraveling is a sacred space for you to come to when you feel the need to be nurtured, to be inspired, and witnessed in all the beautiful messiness of life. This is a place for honest conversations, real life emotions, and truth telling. The episodes are intended to be soothing and gentle, yet powerful and impactful, weaving the beautiful art of storytelling together with life lessons, practical tools, and a little bit of magic too. The journey of unraveling has many, many layers, and each of us are on our own unique path. My hope is that the words shared today will offer a spark of curiosity and a moment of resonance, as well as supporting you in your own beautiful explorations. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to this episode of Unraveling. Today, I'm so honored to be joined by the artist Lydia Reeves. Lydia is a female body casting artist working out of her studio in Brighton in the UK. Her work focuses on allowing people to celebrate their incredible bodies and to help eradicate any shame, embarrassment, or negative thoughts that they may have encountered throughout their lives. I came across Lydia's work recently when she was running a Kickstarter campaign for her new book, The Vulva Diversity Book, which I am so excited to have in my hands when it arrives. And I'm really, really excited to unravel with Lydia in this episode. So let's dive in. Welcome, Lydia.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Relax now. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. I'm very good. I'm so honoured to be sharing this with you. I'm going to begin by pulling out an oracle card. It's kind of my little ritual for the beginning of podcast episodes. And we'll see what arrives. I'm pulling from the Spirit Animal Wisdom deck today. So we'll see what animal wants to come through. Okay, we have the elephant. And the elephant says on it, grounding, ground your energies and emotions deep into the earth.
That's what I need right now.
I was going to say, does that bring up anything?
Well, only from this morning, but and a bit of a flat. But to be fair, I probably need that every day in my life to remind myself to get... Let go of all the stress and everything is okay. Yeah, that's quite a nice one.
It feels very
reminded to be calm.
Yeah, just it's like I always think of it as kind of like, let's just arrive. And it's always nice at the beginning of a podcast to just land in the space so we can just enjoy our conversation.
Yeah, to be honest, that's quite a good one for the beginning of a podcast.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Here we are. We have arrived. So I would love to dive straight into hearing about what has called you to do this work in your life. Like, can you explain a bit more about what you do, about what body casting is, and what's brought you here on this journey?
Yeah, definitely. So as you said at the beginning, I'm a female body casting artist. So I cast vulvas, boobs, bums, tummies, thighs, open to suggestions, basically anything. And it's everyone does come to me for completely different reasons, but how I got into it and how I started is from basically my own insecurities growing up and everything that I kind of went through as a teenager with, which I'm sure loads of teenagers also go through, which I've only just only kind of discovered on this journey. You know, you think you're the only one in the world who's going through something, but yeah, just my, it was, you know, a lot of hate towards my body, a lot of hate towards my vulva, a lot of hate towards the changing parts of my body throughout puberty, and being surrounded by, which everyone also was, being surrounded by, you know, magazines which pointed out cellulite, porn, which highlighted just a certain type of body, and not having the education of someone saying, actually, you know what, your body is completely fine the way it is, and this is not an accurate representation of the world's population of like that, how their body looks. So it, I think I was pretty much a sponge to all of that like negative, the negativity, which is like the shame and the embarrassment that these magazines cause. And I didn't have the other side of anyone telling me that actually you're absolutely fine the way you are. So it's a bit of a long-winded way to explain it, but that's basically going through that for many, 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 many years. And then as an adult, trying to unpick all of that and relearn and accept myself and embrace myself, and wanting to give a space to other vulva owners and people who identify as women to celebrate their bodies, because I just feel like I definitely wasn't given that opportunity when I was younger. And now, talking to lots of people, I understand that not many people were and still aren't. And I wanted to create a space to celebrate our uniqueness rather than feel embarrassed and ashamed. So
And I love what you say about unlearning. Like that for me is a really big part of becoming an adult. Like you kind of having to unlearn, unravel those stories and what we've been told. And I think that's really powerful.
Definitely. And I think now, like, God, the amount of time I've spent, one, feeling negative, and then two, unlearning all of that. Imagine how much time we would have saved if we had just had that education when we were younger and didn't have to go through all of that. So that's kind of what I'm trying to push now, is that you start at the root cause, which is, you know, like teenage age. So that, I mean, I think there'll always be a certain element of feeling a bit like comparing yourself and, oh, this is changing and this is changing. But with the right education and the right tools around us, I think we won't have to go through it quite as bad as like what I experienced and lots of other people who I've spoken to. So yeah, we won't have to do so much unlearning.
I hope so. And I have to say, that's one of the reasons I wanted to support your book and your work, because I've now got a daughter. She's only 18 months, but I want her to grow up seeing diversity. I would don't mm-hmm. like I could honestly tell you I never saw a vulva growing up. Like, I, you know, and you're not encouraged to even look at your own or anything, you know, like there's none of this education. So there's, and I can just remember being a teenager and being like, what if like there's something really wrong with my vulva and I don't know, and it's like brings all this shame, or, you know. So I think just to have that, to grow up knowing that is such a power.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. I think, as I said, like when I grew up, I thought I was the only person who had these thoughts or that looked the way I looked or whatever. And now I do what I do, and I talk to people all the time about their relationships with their vulvas. I'm like, if only we had all spoken when we were younger, we would have known that we weren't alone and we weren't the only ones going through this. But because it's kind of seen as this like taboo thing that you just don't talk about, or you're too embarrassed to talk about, so you think, and there's, because the education isn't there, you think, oh, this is embarrassing, I'm not going to mention it because no one else has mentioned it. It turns into this huge thing, which it just doesn't need to be. And if we had all felt comfortable enough to talk to our friends, or, you know, if we'd actually seen a variety of vulvas in a class, we might then think, oh, my friend also was in that class, so maybe I'll talk to her about how she feels about her vulva or whatever. And it just, giving space to allow that kind of conversation, I think, would be incredible. But as your experience and my experience is that there wasn't that space, and we never saw different vulvas. And that's why I'm doing the book.
And how did you come to, I mean, what's your journey with your art, and how did you come to actually be doing this as a creative outlet and as your work?
Yeah, so that wasn't particularly a planned thing.
Is it ever?
No, the best things are planned, aren't they? But yeah, that was Well, I studied fine art in my degree, and I painted for 3 years. Basically, painting was my one true love for years and years and years. So I painted for 3 years, but we were also encouraged to explore other mediums, and they taught you the very basics of lots of things before you kind of chose your path. And body casting was one of them. I think we had about a 2 hour session one day, very basic, casting your hands. Don't think they ever intended me to go home and cast my vulva, but there we go. And as soon as I learned about it, I was just fascinated, because I've been fascinated with bodies my entire life. I think it probably has stemmed from the hatred of my own body. And I've also been very creative. So a lot when I was younger, I used to just draw women's bodies. And I just used to draw women's bodies a lot. So I've always been fascinated with bodies and sex and all of that kind of thing. And I also loved art. So when I learned about body casting, I was like, this is like, you know, the most realistic representation of a body you can get. It's not my interpretation. It is what it is. And also, it's art. Like, this is amazing. So yeah, I kind of dabbled in that a little bit throughout uni, and then I only revisited it. I mean, I graduated about 7 years ago, so I only revisited it a few years ago and thought I wanted to create something, like I was saying earlier, which like showed the diverse bodies, actually like realistically showed diverse bodies, not this is my interpretation through a painting or whatever. I wanted to show this is real, this is a real person's body. And so I started, I just had an idea one day and I was like, I'm gonna just see if anyone's keen for coming to be a guinea pig for me. So I put it out on my Instagram, and quite a lot of my friends were like, yeah, I'll come and you can cast my boobs, my vulva, whatever. So I did a bit of experimenting, and the more I did it, the more I realized actually, this is actually like really liberating for people and really helping people look at their body in a completely different way. So even the sessions with my friends who I'd been naked around loads and they've been naked around me, but it was such a different experience, of a vulnerable experience of like seeing your body off of your body and seeing it in from that perspective and being like, wow, that's what I actually look like, and being able to study yourself without, when you look in the mirror, you see, you know, you look at your boobs, but you also see your tummy and your thighs and your vulva and your face and your hair. You can't physically, literally just look at your boobs. And I think that's the thing about body casting, is that it gives you an opportunity to just focus on one thing, and that is it. And it helps it. It's a gorgeous piece of artwork, but you know, so sorry, I'm going off on a tangent, but basically to answer your question, after I'd cast a few friends, I felt a bit more confident to cast people I didn't know. And then some people came to be volunteers for me, and it kind of just spiraled. The more I did, the more people contacted me, and it really solidified for me that this was a good thing to be doing, and it was helping people. I'm not the only one who had confidence issues with my vulva or my body, and actually all these people who are contacting me are feeling like they also want to like reclaim a part of themselves that they felt ashamed of for so long. And yeah, it really confirmed for me that this was a good thing to do, because if no one had got back to me, I'd been a bit like, oh, maybe I was the only one who felt like that. But yeah, kind of just it went from there. And I was working full time at the time as a prop maker. And then after 6 months, I quit my job to do it full time. So yeah, I've been doing it for a year and a half now.
Wow, amazing.
Full time, yeah. Yeah.
Incredible. And I imagine like it's so healing for you to also witness other people going through that process, and healing for them as well to see themselves in this, with this different perspective, and to see like their body as art, as a creation. That's, to me, that seems really exciting and really like a really beautiful gift to be able to give people.
Definitely. I always say that I feel so privileged that I can be this facilitator of this amazing thing for all these people. Obviously they're the ones coming to get cast and it's their body. So I feel a bit weird being like, oh, this is all me, because it's not. big part of it, it's obviously, it's them, it's their body. They're the ones making it so beautiful because it's their body. But I feel privileged that I can be that person to be the facilitator for that, to make that piece of art for them. It's amazing. It's amazing how healing it has been for me. And that's something that I didn't predict or expect, or like that wasn't on my checklist of things that I wanted when I started doing this. I hadn't even thought about it, but now I've been doing it for 2 years. I can't explain to you how much better I feel about, especially my vulva. Now I've spoken to over 200 vulva owners about their relationships with their vulvas. It's been life-changing for me as well as everyone else who's come. So yeah, it also feels nice to be, I was talking to my mum about this the other day, saying it's nice to be on a level with everyone who comes. Like, I don't feel like I've been through this whole journey and I'm this guru about now I love my vulva. And it's like, I'm also on my journey as well as everyone else. And I feel like we're very much like, I'm at the same level as everyone. You know, sometimes you like, oh, they're my idol or whatever. And it's like, I never want to be that. I want to be just the same as you. I'm on a journey with accepting my body. And we can just talk one-on-one like friends about our bodies. And it just feels nice to be on that with everyone else.
It's like a co-creative journey.
Yeah.
Like, rather than it being like one person more than the other.
Exactly that. Yeah,
I love that. So the book, I obviously you've talked a little bit about how, like, why you wanted to bring it to life, but when did you make that kind of decision to, it's quite a bold decision, I would imagine. Some people will, not everybody will get it. I know the right people will, but how, from a point of view of that it is still a bit of a taboo subject to talk about vulvas, to talk about sex, to talk about boobs, to talk about or show any of these parts of ourselves. How did you, have you found it tricky or challenging or confronting to kind of put yourself out there in this way?
Definitely initially. Because it was this, I never spoke about my body issues when I was younger, especially my vulva. Never talked to anyone ever about it until I decided to do something about it and start healing and unlearning and everything. So I started talking to a few exes and close friends and get people's opinions. And, you know, so, but that wasn't that long ago. It was only maybe 5 years ago. And in the grand scheme of things, that's not a very long time in the time that I've not liked my vulva. So initially, opening up, it was mainly, I didn't particularly care about sharing my story, not care, that sounds awful, but you know, I didn't mind sharing my story to strangers. I was just really embarrassed to tell my friends because it was this huge thing that, you know, one friend in particular, I've been friends with for, you know, like 17 years. She's like my best friend ever, and I'd never spoken to her about it. So to kind of now be doing this thing where I'm encouraging people to talk about their vulvas, and I think it kind of raised a lot of questions. And it was tricky at the start, but I knew that I had to do it to help me on my own journey, and I wouldn't be able to not talk about my own journey without, like, I had to do that to help other people. And inadvertently, obviously, that has now really, really, really helped me too. And now I just will talk to anyone and everyone. I was on a massive family Zoom call the other day with all my aunties and uncles, was telling them all about it. It's become such a normal thing now for me to talk about. which is why I always emphasize that if anyone's struggling with anything, just start speaking. That's a nice sound. Should I carry on?
Yeah, let's just go with it.
Okay. Nice drilling outside. This is what it gets being in a workshop. Anyway, to just speak about things, because the more and more and more and more that I've spoken about my problems, it's just dissolved it. It's suddenly not a problem anymore. And if you had told that to my 14-year-old self, that one day this wouldn't be an issue, I just would never have believed you. So yes, it was a struggle, but the more I've done it and the more normalized it's become for me in my own little bubble of vulva acceptance, I will now talk to anyone. My boyfriend's parents, had a conversation with them about it when I first met them. Like, it's and also, I've just realized as well that we've been talking about this book, and I know that you know what the book's about and I know what the book's about, but I haven't really explained what's in the book.
Please do.
I just thought, in case people are listening, they're like, what is this book? It includes all 200 vulva casts that I've done over the last 2 years, and 100 of those participants' stories about their relationships with their vulvas. So there's a whole diverse range of looks of vulvas, and also experiences and thoughts and feelings and everything that comes with relationships with vulvas. So yeah, it's a whole array of stuff. And that also, I never planned to do a book right at the start. That was just something that like came with it. So I know you said at the beginning that was a big decision, but I just kind of was like, well, I might as well do a book. And I didn't really realize how much work was involved
in a book.
Yeah, but here I am now, stuck in it. So no, yeah. It'll be really, really, really good. I'm really excited that it's coming to life.
And something you said just made me think of a question, and that was like, you talked about if your 14-year-old self hadn't, like, if you'd told your 14-year-old self what you would be doing now, she would have been like, what? But what would you tell your 14-year-old self, like, to help you? Or if someone is a 14-year-old girl struggling with this, or if someone's got a daughter, or, you know, what are the words, what would you say to them?
Yeah, that's a really good one. And I mean, there's just so much. I want to sit down for hours and be like, I'm going to read you every single story from this book. I mean, first of all, to know that I think a lot of people that I've spoken to, their insecurities or anxieties have come from watching porn. That's not everyone's story, but there's quite a lot of people. And I wish someone had told me that was not a real representation of bodies. It sounds so obvious now as an adult, but when you're young and you're only just stumbling across that, you think, oh my God, does everyone look like that? Because I don't. And I wish someone had told me that, you know, they're just the same as actors on a film. They get like, that's why they have the job, because that's the way they look. And I think it is starting to get more diverse now, but definitely when I was younger, there was like one type. Is from what I remember anyway. Maybe it was selective viewing, but so yeah, I wish someone told me that. And also just to know that like your body changes all throughout your life, and it can still change from this age. And to just, I wish that I had poured all of that time that I poured into hating my body into something productive and to something great. I would be ruling the world by now with the amount of time that I just spend hating on my body. It's just like looking back, it's just such a waste of energy. Hating a part of you that is so, 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 so normal. Mm. And I just wish that someone had, told me that no matter what you look like, it is completely, completely normal and beautifully unique. I feel like, imagine if we did all look the same, it'd be so dull. I just love, there's so much beauty and uniqueness. And I think that yeah, I wish I'd known that when I was younger as well, and poured all my energy into something amazing instead of.
I feel like you have though. I mean, you have poured that energy in just a little bit later. Like you would probably wouldn't be doing this now had you not had that experience. And actually, like, it feels like you are taking over the world in some ways. a portion of the world anyway, and probably actually, like, I feel really strongly that what you're doing is changing. Is like going to have a lasting impact on every single person that comes across your work, whether that's on Instagram, whether that's in the book, whether that's coming and having a cast. Like I don't think that anybody could be untouched by that.
Yeah, thank you. I really hope so. And I do get so many lovely messages on Instagram saying how, you know, someone's just come across my page and they're in tears because they're like, oh my God, I never realized like how normal I am. And my mum always says, and that's just the people that message you. Imagine the people that don't message, like there are probably loads. And I would never change my experience now for the world. Like it was awful and it was really tough. But I, like you said, I would never be doing this if I hadn't gone through that. So I'd never take that back. And I'm pleased that I can now be doing something positive with that and helping lots of other people not go through what I went through. So yeah, you're right. I need to take a step back and see that a bit more. I think, you know, sometimes you're so in something and then people say that and you're like, oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we were all just mirrors for each other.
yeah, which is lovely.
Yeah, so what does, for someone that is curious about a body casting process, like how does it work? What happens when you decide to have your vulva or your breasts or your belly or any part of you cast? What's the process that people go through?
So it's quite different depending on what you want cast, but I'll go through vulva casting because I feel like sometimes that's the one that people are most anxious about. So I think a lot of people have said that they just imagine that they'll just come in and I'll be like, right, pants off, let's get it done. Like in and out, like 5 minutes. Got someone waiting, can you hurry up? But it's not like that at all. I'm obviously also aware firsthand how anxious people can be around that area of their body. And I want to make people feel as comfortable as possible. Even if someone comes in and they're like, I love my vulva, it's the best thing in the world, I always have. I would still always sit down and chat with them. Obviously, you've just seen my studio, it's filled with boobs and there's vulvas everywhere. And
just vulvas everywhere.
There's just vulvas everywhere, boobs everywhere, vulvas all around. And so people can get a really good sense of diversity as soon as they arrive. And also sit and chat and ask why they've decided to come and get cast, hear a little bit more about their story. I'll share some of my story if it feels appropriate. And we basically just have a good chat initially. So by the time we actually get to the casting, it feels like we're more on a friend basis rather than stranger basis, which I think puts a lot of people at ease. And I just try and make it as relaxing, lighthearted as possible, really. And with vulva casting, it's if people have said it, it's like similar to the experience of, you know, going to a clinic to get a swab or whatever, but they said it's like being at an arty doctor's. I like that. I've got like a little leopard print screen curtain thing and it's on like a little pink couch. But yeah, the actual casting itself only takes around about 8 minutes.
Okay.
So I allow an hour for a session. And I think, again, some people think that they'll literally lay their legs spread for an hour. But that includes the whole chatting and viewing all the casts and stuff. But yeah, the actual lying there with your vulva on show is probably about 30 seconds, and then cover it up with all the stuff, and then yeah, it's about 8 minutes and then you're done. So I think a lot of people, after they've done one, like, oh, that was fine. I don't know what I was worrying about. And I think a lot of people leave feeling like, oh, if I can do that, I can do anything kind of thing. Like, it is quite a daunting thing for people. And I do feel really, I feel really proud of people that come when they're anxious. Because I'm like, no one has forced you to come here. You've made that decision yourself. That is a huge step in the right direction for vulva acceptance or wherever you're wanting to get. And I think people who've arrived with that kind of attitude of feeling a little bit nervous or whatever, they always leave being like, oh my God, that was so good. Like feeling just really liberated.
I imagine it's very empowering.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of people do say that. And from casting my own vulva as well, like it's not quite the same because I haven't been to a stranger to get it done. But I find it really empowering just having my vulva cast on the shelf and looking at it every day and being like, all right. Yeah. You're all right.
You're all right. I love that. And do you find, I would imagine that for a woman or someone who identifies as a woman moving through their aging process, like, do you find there's certain ages that are drawn to work with you, or is it like really a real variety?
It is a real variety. In my book, I've got from 18 to 69.
Wow.
That's my age. But definitely the majority of people were probably early 20s to mid 30s who've come to get cast. And then, a handful of younger, a handful of older. Well, I'll say a handful, more than that. But it seems to hit, the mid-20s to mid-30s. And I think I was trying to dissect this a while ago. And I think it's probably because we're the generation that grew up just getting the internet at the time that you're exploring your body and you're going through puberty, the internet came in. For younger people listening to this, you'll be like, what? There was no internet.
There was no internet one day.
You didn't have laptops. No, we didn't. And I think it's that kind of age of then, obviously, there's the internet and there's this thing called porn and you're like, oh my God, let's look at it. And then suddenly being like, oh my God, that's not what I look like. And having that freak out moment that a lot of people have. And because a lot of older people who have come have either never really thought about their vulvas, or they've just been quite accepting because they've never watched anything like porn, or they've kind of just been like, oh, it is what it is kind of attitude. And a lot of younger people that come have had more time of like Instagram, like positive Instagram accounts and vulva acceptance, and it's, you know, it's becoming such a bigger thing now. So I think there's this like age of like 10-15 years in the middle that was kind of lumbered with the porn and the embarrassment and the shame, and then paired with no education and the stigma around it and not speaking to anyone. And so I think for a lot of those people, that's the reason why they've come, is to try and, you know, get on that acceptance journey and learn more about their body and stuff, because they had so long not getting the right education. So
I definitely resonate with that. I think there's like that age feels like you kind of, well, for me personally, I definitely was on that very, you know, I think about age 13 I suddenly became aware of, oh, my body doesn't look like the ones in magazines. And you know, and then I can even remember the day that I suddenly was like, oh, my tummy sticks out like a bit more than that. And I had like I had really flat chest. I was like a late developer and didn't get my periods till I was a bit older, like, you know, later than my friends. And I was like, oh, I don't feel like I look like everyone else. And that was, that kind of sparked about, well, you know, near on 15, 20 years of body hatred. Like, that it was hatred at times. And I think that like I've done a lot of work to unpick that in myself. But there's definitely, I know a lot of people at my, like in my generation and like this, my sort of age have been on that same journey. So it does resonate that would be quite a strong proportion of people that are coming for that healing medicine.
Yeah, it makes sense, doesn't it? And I think, like you said, that there's so many people who have been through similar story to you. And if only, you know, that everyone, like when you were 13, if only you had felt comfortable enough to open up to other people about it, and they would have been like, you know, you might have had friends who grew boobs when they were 12 and might have hated them, been like, oh no, I'm the only one, boobs, how embarrassing. But if you had just been able to have those kind of conversations and realize that there's similarities in the way that you think, it changed so much. But
yeah, and I think it is as simple sometimes as just seeing imagery, like just seeing photos, seeing something that was like, oh, okay, I don't have to hide that. Like, oh, I'm, you know, I'm terrified that a boy might, like, you know, I might have some kind of encounter with someone and they might suddenly turn around and be like, oh my God, you've got this like weird vulva. I think it was genuine fear growing up. Yeah. It's like, is someone going to turn around one day and be like, oh my God, it's like, so there's something really wrong with it.
Yeah,
I never had the confidence to speak to my friends about that. I mean, we spoke about lots of things, but never that.
I know, same. And only since being an adult have I realized that so many of my other friends felt like that. I'm like, oh, I wish that we had spoken, but you know, like it's just in your head, it's just too embarrassing. Like I never would have brought that up because in my head, my friends would go, no,
exactly.
I don't have that, blah, 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 in my head. But in reality, a friend would probably have gone, oh my God, me too. So yeah, and that's also one thing that I hope to get out of this book being out, is that if people are still too embarrassed or whatever to talk to anyone, that is completely fine. And I just, if someone can just flip through my book in silence, they don't have to speak to anyone, they don't have to let anyone know they have the book, like if they can just sit there in the room, flip through the pages, read some stories, I just know they would breathe a sigh of relief and be like, that's okay, I'm okay, everyone's different. And it doesn't have to be, oh, you have to go and talk to all your friends about this thing, or you have to go and join forums or whatever. You can if you want, still not talk to anyone, just have a look through and still get that sense of like, oh,
yeah,
I'm okay, it's fine. Yeah.
I love that. I'd love to know if there's anything, any topic or anything, obviously we've talked a lot about what your passion around this, but is there anything else that is like on your heart at the moment that you feel like it's coming up to be shared, to be witnessed? Is there anything else that's really present with you at the moment that you feel to share?
I mean, it is all along the same lines, but there's obviously, I'm an artist, I'm a bodycaster, but definitely more recently I've seen the power in when other people come together, and like we were just saying, like if only we'd spoken to our friends, when other people come together, strangers, and help each other, give each other advice. Like whenever I do, sometimes people contact me and they've got this worry about something, so I'll anonymously share it on my stories, and I'll get countless messages from strangers helping this person and giving advice to this person. And I just think there's so much power in that. So another string to my bow at the moment is setting up something, which is, I do have a Facebook group, but setting up like a members platform kind of thing, affordable, that people can all come together and help each other, advise each other, get speakers in, and basically just create a lovely group of women and trans and people who identify as women, vulva owners, together that can, you know, like basically what I wish I'd had when I was younger, and it not necessarily be your friends. You don't have to reach out to your friends. It can sometimes be easier to talk to strangers on the internet than it is to your friends. And yeah, to just be able to share any concerns or problems, or even be a silent bystander and just watch what everyone else is talking about. And I'm kind of leaning into, I'll always be an artist and do the body casting, but also leaning into this other side, which is the conversation, the education, and setting up groups and everything that goes with that, as well as doing all the art. So yeah, just thought I'd shout about that. That's something that's happening quite soon.
Yeah, I love that. I think it's there's a quote, and I can't remember, it might be Brené Brown, or I'm probably misquoting it completely, but it's the like, stories shared in safe spaces. It's around that. I can't remember it. I've completely just butchered that lovely, amazing quote. But it's like, there's this healing medicine when it's something to do with, like, it helps let go of shame when stories are shared in safe spaces. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you would be the space holder for that mm-hmm. place where people can come and share their stories, or share what's coming up for them in a space where they know that, like, anything is accepted and that they can be themselves there in that space. And that sounds so, yeah, I think that's what the world needs more of.
Yeah, definitely. And for people to, you know, I always worried that I would talk to someone and they'd be like, oh no, I don't feel like that. But to know that you're going to be talking to people that are, like, encouraging and accepting and just there to give advice, or to say, oh my God, me too. Or, you know, I think that is just so invaluable.
I think just the shared, like, community, knowing that someone else is going through something similar, is really amazing.
Exactly. And I think as well, because I know I have this platform where probably absolutely loads of my followers are feeling the same thing. But the only thing with Instagram is that, you know, it's like me as the person who has the account can talk to my followers, and my followers could talk to me, but there's not that space for my followers to all speak to each other. And I sometimes just think, God, if you could just all talk to each other, it would be so powerful. So yeah, to try and make that a reality and bring everyone together, I think will be, yeah, a really powerful thing. So
It's bringing back the ancient art of community.
Yes.
Very lost.
Exactly. And even, you know, it will be online, well, for people in the UK, when we can do meetups. Mm-hmm. But yeah, even just little online communities, I just think is, yeah, again, just wish I'd had it when I was young. But
well, you're creating it now, so.
Exactly. It feels nice.
Oh, amazing. Well, I'd love to just be able to share anywhere that people can connect with you. Where's the best place for people to find you or get in touch if they feel called to do a body casting with you?
Yeah, so my Instagram is LydiaReeves_artist, where I post all my body casts and pieces of text about people's relationships with their vulva. It's all just very body acceptance, vulva variety. And then through there, you can message me about coming to get a cast, or my email's on there as well. And then my website is lydiareeves.com, which has got all of the pricing. It's got everything that happens within a session. It's also on my website. You can pre-order the book as well, which is coming out in May.
Amazing.
So, yeah.
I cannot wait to get my hands on that book.
Me too.
Oh, it's been such an honor to share with you. Is there any last things that you would like to express? Anything that you feel that you need to get across?
I feel like we've covered a lot.
We have. We've unraveled lots.
We have unraveled, unpicked, unlearned. Not off of the top of my head, I feel like. Yeah, I do feel like I've kind of just rambled about all sorts of stuff, but hopefully it's kind of makes sense. So
I love a good ramble.
Good.
Oh, well, thank you so much for your time. And I will pop all your details in the show notes so people can connect with you. And I will watch this space and see how your journey evolves, and cannot wait to get the book. So thank you for bringing this to the world.
Amazing. You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me on. It's been lovely to chat.
Oh, you are so welcome. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Unraveling. If this has sparked your interest and you want to dive in deeper, head over to laurenbarber.co to access more resources, including blogs, meditations, and previous shows. You can also discover more about sharing sacred space with me in my group, memberships, and one-to-one offerings. I would be so grateful if you can share this episode with anyone who might need to hear the words too. And if you have a moment, it would mean the world to me if you can subscribe and leave a review on your podcasting platform. If you feel called to connect with me on a more regular basis, then please do join me over on my Instagram account at laurenbarber.co. Until next time, I wish you love and gentleness on this beautiful but sometimes chaotic journey of unraveling.